There are two teenagers back here at home who were found stabbed after a fight in the Bronx. This happened at a playground. Police tell us one of the teenagers is dead, the other at the hospital. Or Christy Kalishian with more on this story.
Police say 14-year-old Angel Mendoza of the Bronx died of stab wounds to the stomach, chest, and arm after what may have been a fight at the Williamsbridge Oval Playground at around 7:30 Tuesday night.
It's worrisome.
Charlie's taking her 6-year-old son to tennis practice at the park. Its playground now open again after police say, along with 14-year-old Mendoza, a 17-year-old was also stabbed multiple times. Charlie now saying the neighborhood is holding back on going to the normally busy park and playground.
It could be the weather, but also I think that had a lot to do with it. Usually there's a lot of kids playing in that playground and there's nobody.
The 17-year-old is in stable condition. So far, no arrests. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsbridge, the Bronx.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.